Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
In the world of inventing and entrepreneurship, is it cutthroat and unattainable? Well, we'll find out a little bit later in the show. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
We are going to talk about, how do you keep your kitchen clean when you've got a toddler flinging food or eating? So we have Gina Triantafilo, and she is making incredible baby bibs. Tell us all about it.
It all started when my son was a baby, and I was feeding him, and his pants were always dirty. And he would have on like a super cute outfit, and the top would stay clean, but the bottom would be a mess. And I kept thinking, like, there had to be something better. I tried plastic bibs and silicone bibs and anything that was on the market. And he also has very sensitive skin and eczema, and a lot of the plastic wouldn't really work well with him. And so one day I just drew what I thought would work. And I had to try to find a way to get the bib to attach to the underside of the high chair table. And I'm thinking snaps or hook and loop strips and all of these things. And one day I just went to the fabric store, bought some cheap fabric, and sewed what I thought would work. And it did. And from there, I made a couple more samples for myself that I used when I was feeding him. And I just never could let it go. I just knew it was something, and I didn't want to just pass up on it. So fast forward, I applied for a patent, and I have made some samples. I've given them out to friends and family to try, and the feedback has just been so great. And now I have my first collection shipping right now, and hopefully soon it will be here, and I can start selling it with everyone else.
So all those little kids in their holiday outfits won't ruin them, right?
No. And the good thing is the bib obviously attaches to the high chair, but you can also take it with you. That was one of the one things some of my friends were like, well, how can I take it with me? What if I'm not home? And I'm like, well, if you buy removable hook strips, you can put them on anything and then they just come right off and they don't damage any tables, furniture. So it could go with you to that restaurant when your baby's baptism is, when you're wearing that beautiful white outfit and then that cake falls all over it. So it's just something that seems so easy. Like Lisa was saying earlier, like sometimes the easiest thing, but it's really much more complicated than you think it is. But then it works.
And you're working with Lisa on this.
Yes. So I've been working with Lisa.
Gearhart Law client.
And so this is just like. Exactly.
It came full circle.
Right.
Full circle. I love it.
So how long is it taking for you to get this project done?
When I first started them, it was just for me. So that was obviously 4 or 5 years ago. That was just like in my house, just working on them. But seriously, starting from the pattern, I would say like a little over 2 years, just because.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's more like the communication. And like we said, you have to be very specific. And I wanted certain fabrics. So I'm really excited for the next month. So.
Well, and it's hard when it's something brand new that people haven't seen before.
Yes.
Because nobody knows how to make it yet.
Right.
Right?
Right. So it's really teaching them and like teaching the consumer, like we were talking about, like having those videos and the tutorials. Because if you just look at it, it does look different, like not a normal bib, but you'd have to know how to use it for it to be the most effective.
So if you were to write a blog post on lessons learned in my entrepreneurial journey, what are some of the things you would write?
I would definitely say not to be so hard on yourself, because sometimes you make a mistake and then you're so like, oh my God, maybe I'm not cut out for this. But then you realize you do have it in you. It's just finding it again. Like, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. My second thing would be patient, because I think as a person, like, we think deadlines, we think time limits, we think all these things, but not everything works like that. And there are going to be setbacks, and you have to just be okay with it and go with the punches. So I think those two.
So what's your background? Do you have any business background or?
No, I'm a teacher and I still currently teach sixth grade. So this was just something that I don't know, it just popped into my head and I drew it and I just couldn't let it go.
So we're talking with Gina Tarantafilou, and she has Tiny Tot Co. She makes special bibs that everybody's going to want as soon as they find out about them. Lisa, she's your client, but you must have a question or comment
I'm
for her.
I'm jumping out of my skin right now. I have to say, Gina is one of the most extraordinary people I've ever worked with. She's diligent. She's passionate. And you are very hard on yourself at times. But you're learning to get through those things. You made a wonderful product. And as I said before, just believe in yourself, have faith, and know that you're building a business. And you're building something greater than just a bib. And it's not just a bib, because hers is not just a bib. It's a fabulous bib.
I bet you're saving a lot of parents from having fights.
I mean, it's a perfect product. It's a great product. Yeah. She's made it to perfection from the size of the clips that she has on there. I don't want to give the whole thing away. Well, can we?
Yeah, I mean,
it's coming.
It's coming.
It's literally on a flight right now coming here to the United States. And just want to say how proud I am of you, Gina, for just sticking with it, because there's so many times that I'm sure you wanted to give up. Well, I know you did.
Can you tell us one of those times?
Yeah, I mean, I would say one example was like, let's say fabric, right? Mm. I was very specific on, let's say, a fabric I want. And then it would come and I'm like, no, this isn't it. And like after 2, 3, 4 times, you start to think like, oh, my God, am I ever going to find what specifically is in your brain? Because as an entrepreneur, you have a vision and I didn't want to give up on that vision. And so I think after a couple of times, you're like, oh, no one understands what I'm trying to say. But
well,
then
it must
once
be hard
it clicks.
To describe a fabric, you know, in an email.
It's
right?
Very hard to describe a fabric. Yeah. There's weights to it. There are different
textures
and weights and all of those things. So,
yeah.
But you were patient. I mean, shipping prototypes back and forth. Well, samples of materials.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important that you felt comfortable enough to pick the one finally.
So did the company that was making the bibs send you the samples, or did you get them from someplace else? Do you tell the factory, this is what I want? How does that work?
So initially, Gina provided a sample that we provided to the manufacturer. Of course, when they sent back the material, it wasn't exactly the same. Wasn't the same fabric. But there is a weight. So they could be looking at it, but it was our responsibility to provide them with the weight of the fabric, which is not easy.
It's like a number.
It's a number.
Right.
There's a specific number and a weight.
And there's a machine to measure it, right?
There are weights, there are measures. And I mean, typically a fabric manufacturer could tell you exactly what the weight is. But all of these things are they're not clear until they are, right? And feeling, you know, small swatches are really, there's no way of really knowing until you have the big picture. You have the big picture in front of you, washing it, right? Sampling
exactly.
It.
Speaking of washing, did you test now these bibs to make sure that, you know, they held up under?
Right. So the bibs are 100% cotton flannel, and you can put them in the washing machine or the dryer, both. Okay. And they'll come back out. Obviously, they might be a little wrinkled, but the function is exactly the same. So it's just like I was going after something very soft. Like I was saying, my son had a lot of skin issues, and especially babies, they drool a lot. Their neck sometimes can have like the red, the swollen because of the drool. So we wanted something that was fabric and that was easy for parents, because a lot of baby products are like hand wash, or you can only wash cold, or you can't put it in the dryer.
Who has time for that?
I throw it with everything, everybody's clothes. It's fine. And it comes out fine. So it's definitely something that will help parents in that way too. Less laundry.
So where are you going to be selling these? Shopify, you mentioned. Are they going to be on Amazon or anywhere else?
No, they're on my site, which is tinytotco.com. Okay. And also, I have an Instagram at tinytotco.
So why not Amazon?
Well, I'm just starting, and I want to start with me. And just, I'm very about, like we said, meeting people, going out. Mm-hmm. I'm actually starting to try to do some events to go out and actually meet people and show them how it works. So I think for now, I'll start with me and my site and see how it goes from there.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about Kevin Lane earlier. So Kevin Lane, we met him, had him on the show, and he worked with Lisa. And he went to all sorts of events, toy fairs. I can't even name the number of places he went. He worked as rear off, but that's what you have to do. So I think that you're Absolutely. Taking it out to the public and showing it is a good idea.
It's important. The networking aspect is very important. You know, we talk about Kevin Lane. He also came to my conference.
Mm-hmm.
He won a 2-minute elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. I got him on QVC, and from there he just soared because he kept putting himself in front of people.
Right.
And that's exactly what you did. You took the leap and you keep on doing it. And again, I couldn't be more proud of you for doing what you're doing. But I have a question for you. Okay. How do you feel today?
Amazing.
Good.
This is like a surprise and it's a great day. I'm feeling.
As I said earlier, Richard, you know, we came full circle.
Right.
Gina met you. Is it 3 years ago, Gina?
Yeah, about. Yeah.
You mentioned Gina. You had her call me.
Right.
And here we are from the first time you met her. Right? She started.
Yeah.
And then here we are finishing, literally today.
Yeah.
Today.
Absolutely.
Manufacturing, production, it's a fabulous product.
So what colors do they come in?
Okay, so for our first collection, we have three. We have safari animals, so it's like Aww. Tigers, lions, that's more like an orange unisex collection. And then I have a garden floral, which is pinks and greens and floral. And then there's a dinosaur one, because that's my son's favorite thing. And we talk about it every day. So it has like dinosaurs, leaves, stripes, and that's like a boy collection. So right now there's three collections. And then they come in three packs. The bibs, you get three in each pack. They're all different prints. And they all come with the semi-permanent hook strips that you can put on the bottom of the high chair.
How many bibs does a kid need to be properly bibbed?
How often can you do laundry?
Well, that's the good thing, too. Like, let's say your child's just having a cookie or something, and it's just crumbs. You can just go over the garbage, empty it, and leave it again for later. And that's what I would do. The only time I had to really go in the wash was, like, soup. Like, those things that, like, are going to make it wet or stain it. But other than that, you could just dump it out and use it again.
So what's your price point on these?
Well, I'm still finalizing it because, you know, they're coming and we're still trying to figure out the final numbers. But it will be a 3-pack and they'll be under $40. I'm just trying to figure out the final numbers.
Yeah, I had 40 stuck in my head for some reason.
It makes sense to have it for 40, 45. The material is fabric. It's well made and so beautifully customized.
Well, and people want special things for their babies and kids, and I think a lot of parents will really appreciate it. And like I said, it'll stop a lot of fights and a lot of struggles with the kids.
Well, it sort of ties the kid down into the high chair, too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. They can't move. They can't get out.
But when you think if you buy a super expensive outfit and the kid has to eat, you have to do something to protect it, right?
When, especially when they're little, a lot of times they're sets. So if they stain the pants, now the shirt, you have to change them anyway. So now you're changing the top and the bottom, and that's a whole nother outfit you have to use.
Yep, absolutely. I think these will be everywhere in a year, I think.
They will be everywhere.
I'll come back in a year and we'll talk about it.
Let's do that. Okay, so how do people find you again?
They can go to my website, which is tinytotco.com, or on Instagram at tinytotco.
Gina Triantafilo.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 39 markets across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.